I'm kind of already going. I'm being very stupid right now. After I posted my audio, I don't know when I'm gonna post this one, so I don't know how, I mean, when I'm recording, it was yesterday. I don't know how long ago it will have been when I post this. But anyway, when I posted my audio yesterday, I'd already, obviously, had just come. And it took me a long ass time. Which is kind of frustrating, but I don't know. A lot of people seem to be kind of into it. So that's kind of reassuring and like a bit of a confidence boost, if you will. Just kind of like what I like about doing this in the first place. Yeah, I'm not gonna pretend I don't like the praise and the compliments. It's obviously an ego boost. It's obviously hot. Anyway, sometimes it does take me a really long time to come. So I really love that y'all were sticking with me for that. And if you didn't, if it was too long, that's fine. I'm great, but I'm not for everyone. Like I said, I'm kind of already touching myself. Anyway, after I did that, after it took me an hour, after I was frustrated about that and kind of a wreck, I posted it, and then I was so turned on thinking about everyone listening to it and the responses I was getting to it, and so I pulled the toy back out and like admittedly I didn't like log in. I was like kind of working with like the toy just kind of going, which probably didn't help. Like I feel like I probably was like, I don't know, sometimes I'm like, am I gonna, like, desensitize my clit to being touched? I know that's, like, kind of a thing, and I don't really think I'm, like, in danger of that, except for yesterday when I was just left it on for, like, hours. I'm not even kidding, like, hours. It felt so fucking good. I can't lie, it felt so good. But I did eventually lock in after a couple of hours. And I just couldn't. Oh god, I just could not get myself over that edge. I just couldn't. It was so frustrating. So frustrating. And it was fine, you know. I had to go out. So I got up. Acted like a responsible adult human. And then when I came home and I got in bed for the night, I was like, alright, I'm gonna finish what I started. And I certainly restarted what I started. Did I finish? No. The answer is no. I think, as much as I love the idea of being edged, I actually think it's, like, maybe doesn't work for me. Because I clearly, like, I feel like it's, like, my body gets confused. Like, it doesn't understand. Like, if I, like, edge it too long, it's like, oh, this is just, like, what we do now. Like, thanks. Thank you. Anyway. So I went to sleep last night without coming as well after like another hour of trying. And so this morning I was like, you know what? I think I have to like detox. I think I have to like not touch myself. not play with myself, not use my toys, not come for, like, at least a day, a couple days, which is difficult. Because honestly, I do usually like to do this at least once a day. By this, I mean come, not record. Also, thank you to everybody who said that they do like the rambling part of the ramble fab, because obviously I'm rambling now. So be careful what you wish for. So anyway, I said to myself, I'm just gonna take a break. I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna not touch myself. I'm gonna detox so I can come back, not be all frustrated, give her a break, you know. And then what do I do? What do I do this morning? But go and listen to some audios, some previews of some Patreon audios. I mean, honestly, I just couldn't stop thinking about the audio I listened to last night. Had me all hot and bothered, and it didn't even come. So I was like, okay, we're gonna try one more time to come this morning. And then that'll be my send-off for the next however many days. I don't know how long I'll last. Like, hopefully more than one day. Like, I feel like, Jesus Christ, I should be able to do that, but who knows? I'm using the, like, thump setting on my vibrator, but I think I'm gonna switch to the sucker, the clit sucker, because I just really want to come. I don't know if it's like kind of ruins the fantasy to talk about how hard it is to come sometimes, but I don't know. I'm not really trying to be a fantasy. Just me, I'm just a girl. Sometimes it's hard. Oh. Okay, switching to the sucker was a good move, good call. Good work, team. Oh my God. If you were here right now, would you talk me through it? Would you rub your hands up and down my legs? On my tits. Grab my neck. Kiss me. Oh my God, would you stick your fingers inside me and just leave them there? Just fill me. Rub my G-spot. Tell me how pretty I look. I want you to make me come so bad. Fuck. my God. Imagining you in between my legs. Just grabbing my thighs, kissing my inner thighs, just fucking watching me. Just watching me, encouraging me. Oh God, that's just so sexy. Like you're literally just watching. Maybe occasionally you bring your face in and you lick up a bit of the wetness that's just fucking seeping out of me at this point. Maybe you dip your fingers in just a little, just for a taste, just to tease me a bit. Fuck. And I look down and you're just resting your face on my thigh and you're staring. My pussy. Oh, God. And I like to imagine that you have this look of awe on your face. And you're just like, Jesus Christ. And you stick your fingers in. Because you want to be part of it when I finally come. God, I hope I can come. And your fingers are inside me because you want to be part of it. You want to experience what I experience. You want to feel the way my pussy contracts. Oh God, it's so soft and wet. Sometimes I wish there were two of me so I could like play with my own pussy from over there. Cause honestly, it's so nice. You can only really like get so much of an angle from up here. Anyway, I wouldn't need the cologne if you were here. I wouldn't need the cologne because you'd take care of it. Maybe you tell it it's taking a bit longer, and so you actually take your fingers out for a second, and you come closer and you stick your tongue inside me. Oh, so you can get a taste. It's not even really about trying to help me come at that point. Oh God, you just need it. You just need to taste me. You're grinding into the bed. Kind of desperate. little pathetic, a little whipped. I like that. If there's any justice in this world, please let me come. Oh my goodness. Oh God, I'm thinking about sucking cock again. Just having the head in my mouth. I try to come. Desperate little slut. Oh, fuck. Maybe you found me like this and you come in. You know exactly what I want. You know exactly what I need, so you come over. And you're hard already, obviously, because God, I would hope that you were hard when you come in and you see me like this. And you start fucking my face. Oh my God, maybe you hit me in the face. Maybe you rub your cock all over my face. Let me hold it in my mouth. Just let me cock warm you. Just hold it there. Let me suck on it. Well, you tell me I'm a good girl. I'm doing so well for you. If you reach down and slap my tits, I don't even really like that much, but if you like it, I don't give a shit. You can do that. So maybe that's what you do. There's a chance I'm gonna have to cut this off quickly in a rush. If that happens, I haven't come. I guarantee you, I am more disappointed than you are about that fact. And if that happens, I'm just gonna give up. Fair. It feels so good. It's like torture. Chat, what did I do to deserve this? Am I not a beautiful, sexy princess of this earth? This should not happen to the likes of me. All beautiful, sexy princesses should get to come whenever they want. Mm-hmm.